the Mapleside Footbridge across the Pine River at Mill Pond, one of many historic locations in Richland Center. And now, for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to ci.richland-center.wi.us, the founder of Richland Center, Ira Hazeltine, built a dam across the Pine River to create a mill pond to generate power for his cell mill and his grist mill early in Richland Center's formative years. The grist mill was later sold to A.C. Parfrey when Hazeltine left the city. In the early years of Richland Center, little building was done on the west bank of the Pine River. As the city grew, though, to include properties on the west bank of the river, a group of citizens in 1912 decided to connect the east and the west sides across the mill pond with a footbridge. The group included Charles Parfrey, F.O. Smith, and Grant Miner Sr. All these men owned land on the west side. Charles Parfrey drew up the plans, Otto Klinzing and Grant Miner Sr. built the bridge. During the first winter of work, the crews drove pilings which were 15 feet long with a horse-drawn pile driver. In 1917, the bridge was given to the city, which would later become a dispute as the footbridge was destroyed in a big flood in 1951. In July of 1951, 4 inches of rain pummeled the city. The city experienced severe floods. The anchorages on both ends of the footbridge were ripped from their moorings and the bridge was swept away. There was no money available to rebuild the footbridge since the county had only received $500 in federal disaster funds. The city council voted not to rebuild it, but the people on the west side demanded that it be replaced. The city council, backed by legal advice, claimed that the gift of the bridge was to the city in 1917 illegal because one of the owners sat on the council. There was such a stir that was created when Judge A.W. Kopp ordered the city to rebuild it. In the summer of 1952, the council, on a 3-2 vote, appealed that order to the state Supreme Court. The court ruled that the city must replace it. The bridge was then a public way that required the same attention as any streets in the city. The bridge was replaced at a cost of $19,200 and was reopened in 1954. The mill pond, over many years of its existence, was a popular area for recreation. It included fishing, boating, and in the winter, ice skating. This changed when the dam across the river was removed, and the river returned to its original stream bed. The footbridge is still well-maintained and remains a unique remnant of Richland Center's past.
This Richland County Historical Society History Moment is a key part of the Society's goal to promote and study the appreciation of local history. The Society's newsletter, the Achy Breaky News, is another way the Society is preserving our local history. A visit to richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com is where you can hear all of Ken Thede's History Moments and read past editions of the Achy Breaky News. And you can learn more about becoming a member of the Richland County Historical Society, a gift you give yourself and all those who will follow.